News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The leader of the Democrats in the US has demanded a full investigation following the White House's confirmation. A journalist was accidentally included in a group chat where the US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and other senior officials discussed planned strikes against Yemen's Houthi group. Larry Donnelly, University of Galway law lecturer and political columnist with the Journal, joins us now. Larry, your reaction, it's a quite extraordinary story.
Yeah, I mean, it's a colossal screw up. And the first thing I'd say is, you know, Signal is an app that most of us have on our phones, or a lot of us have on our phones. The fact that it is being used to conduct national security policy, to me, is absolutely extraordinary.
Was it encrypted? I'm not sure that makes a huge difference, but just out of curiosity.
I mean, Signal is an encrypted app, but at any rate, you would think that they would have their own specific system for communications like this. How Goldberg, the editor of The Atlantic, got added to this really defies any logic or anything I can come up with. And the question becomes, Shane, is a head going to roll over this? Is the person who made a career over firing people actually going to fire his national security advisor, Mike Waltz? My guess is no, because he came out firing, but we'll see.
And is it very much his national security advisor that is in the firing line? It does the book stop with him in this case?
I think so. I mean, look, you mentioned an investigation. I'm not sure how much of an investigation is needed here. The goods are all out there in the open. We know exactly. We know exactly what happened. Waltz added Jeff Goldberg, the editor of The Atlantic, to this conversation. Nothing more needs to be discussed. To me, that is an error of such a colossal scale that I think he needs to go. I just don't see there's any defending on this front. But again, we know Donald Trump operates quite differently.
I was going to say, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, that would absolutely be the case, exactly what you're saying. But are we kind of post-politics now? Will Donald Trump just ride this out like he does every other controversy?
He probably will. We've seen what his reaction was to say The Atlantic was a failed publication full of fake news. Pete Hegseth, his reaction was, this guy peddles lies and falsehoods. They're on the attack. They figured that, look, their people are going to be with them no matter what. They don't need to go by conventional standards on all of this. But Shane, just for a second, the biggest story here, in my view, for the rest of the world, is the absolute contempt that these messages reveal in the highest echelons of government for Europe. We have J.D. Vance saying, "I just hate bailing Europe out again." And Pete Hegseth then says, "I fully share your loathing of European freeloading. It's pathetic," with pathetic on capital letters. That is very, very worrying. From a European point of view. And it certainly belies the bonhomie and goodwill and everything that we saw from J.D. Vance on March the 12th.
It certainly does. Final question. Any law broken here at all in terms of, like, are there laws in place in terms of national security that could be breached? Or is this more about just political ineptitude?
Probably about political. You caught me on the hop on that one, Shane. I'm not 100% sure, so I won't answer with certitude. What I can say is it's absolute political ineptitude. And if there is an investigation, perhaps the law and the legal regime will feature in it.
Okay. All right. Amazing story. Larry Donnelly, University of Galway law lecturer, political columnist with the Journal. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.